Welcome to the Black Hawk News Podcast, a podcast by students for students. Welcome to episode 2 of the Black Hawk News Podcast. Today we are recording not on a Friday, but a Tuesday news day. Now, today we have a special guest here, Principal John Flynn. Thanks, guys. So, Mr. Flynn, are you glad to be here today?
I am extremely excited to be here. I was really appreciative to get the offer from Mr. Balzer, and I apologize that I couldn't get here until a Newsday Tuesday.
Well, that's funny. Now, today, this week, we have been facing some changes over the last couple of weeks, actually, with school board decisions, budget cuts, and other various choices with scheduling. I'm sure the counseling office is packed right now, isn't it?
They are. They are. Working hard.
Good. So, number one, how do you feel about the block schedule being back for students?
I think for our students, it is a real benefit. I think there was a lot of apprehension about going to a 7-period day. I think there's a lot of apprehension about what that might do to the courses we could offer and to the workload that it might add to our students' plate. And I speak not only for my kids here at Central, but for even my own daughter at one of the other schools in town. I know she was extremely anxious about what that might do. So I think it's going to be a benefit to our students to stay where we're at.
And how do you feel about the extra work for teachers with the concentrated 4-block teaching day next year?
I think that is going to be one of the bigger challenges that we have. Our teachers work extremely hard the way that it is, and they depend on that prep time to be ready for our students to make sure that they have everything, you know, in place for instruction during the school day. Each teacher is going to have to teach 4 blocks one term throughout the year. That is going to be a real challenge for our people. And we, as the administrative staff, are going to have to work very hard to find ways to support them so that they are able to give what they need to give to our students, because that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Now, to focus on a little bit more behind-the-scenes stuff, as head principal of a high school, how much sway do you have over the school board's choices in these kinds of things?
There are times when not so much the school board, but the superintendent will ask for input from the building principals. And typically the way that this works, the superintendent is the one who answers to the school board, and he is the primary communication mechanism for them. So there might be some questions that come out more informally, but the chances that we have as building principals to speak directly to the board have been fairly limited to this point.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that might limit how much they are responsive to the challenges that come with schools?
I feel that, especially recently, our board has been very, they've been listening to the things that have come from the building levels. I look at some of the changes that were made in the midst of the budget talks over the past 4 weeks, and I think that sent a loud and clear message to a lot of stakeholders that they are interested to hear what's going on in the buildings, and they want to make decisions that have the most positive impact on our students.
Mm-hmm. And to go back to more building-focused questions, mm-hmm. Would you consider that there might have been a sort of panic in the school when everything was kind of up in the air and no one was sure what was going on over the last few months?
I think any time there is information that is not all on the table, that absolutely stirs the pot, promotes a sense of panic. And panic might be a little bit strongly worded, mm-hmm. but I think when you don't know, you question. When you question, your mind is racing a million different directions. And when your mind's racing a million different directions, you have to bounce your ideas off somebody else. And then the ideas take a life of their own and can go in a much different direction than maybe what was intended, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So I'm glad that Superintendent Kabilski has been transparent with what he's wanted to do. I think that has really quelled, you know, a lot of the non-information, misinformation that was there, and helped us develop a pathway to move forward.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the increased class size minimum?
Um, I know that there's research out there that mm-hmm. shows that the size of a class is not the biggest determiner of how well students mm-hmm. achieve in said classroom. With that said, our classrooms, in terms of square footage at Davenport Central, mm-hmm. We have many classrooms that were not intended to have 32, 33, 35 students in them. So that's a challenge we face, mm-hmm. trying to find ways to equip those rooms to meet the needs of our students. I think that there have been classrooms where this has been less than beneficial. Mm-hmm. And if I had a perfect world, if somebody said, John Flynn, would you create the perfect classroom size? It probably would not be 32, but mm-hmm. I understand why it is there, and the district is doing what it needs to do so that we can stay feasible.
Mm. Now, there's been a lot of focus recently through counseling and stuff on career readiness for students. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the impending cuts to advanced and specialized classes that are more geared towards career readiness, like shop classes or like advanced sciences or mm-hmm. even advanced computer classes like what Mr. Balzer teaches?
Mm-hmm. The jury's still out a little bit mm-hmm. Because we have not received our staffing numbers from the district mm-hmm. yet. Keeping the block, I am hopeful that we're going to be able to develop some systems to maintain the current course load as closely as we can to where it stands. Mm-hmm. And you know, it might mean some creative scheduling on our part. So every course that might be in place right now might not be able to take place every year, mm-hmm. but we are very, very optimistic that we're gonna be able to create a system where a student during their four-year career can take, you know, the same number mm-hmm. of courses, might just be in a different order, and everything might not be available every semester.
Now, this is a little bit less unrelated, mm-hmm. but still focused on student interests and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think Central will have to close if there's a coronavirus pandemic? Mm-hmm. This has been brought up in several of my classes,
I had it brought up to me today. I have not received any information from the district office about any quote-unquote contingency plans or anything of that nature. I do know that the State Department of Education mm-hmm. sent some information out, it was either Sunday or yesterday, with some resources. There's a webinar that they're putting mm-hmm. together. So I know there are plans being made. Not knowing what's going to happen, you spoke earlier about a panic created with misinformation
yes.
or lack thereof. I'm in no spot where I'm going to start a panic based on, you know, my limited knowledge of where this will spread and where it will go. So I do know we'll try and be as prepared as we can for any contingency.
Hmm. To go back to a more positive note, is there anything going on at Central that you would like to highlight?
There are so many things that I would like to highlight. I don't even know where to start, but I guess I'll start here. Last night I was at the show choir show off, and I watched both of our show choirs perform at an ultra high level. I sat there and I was a little bit tired, and by the time it was done, I was so proud to be associated with this school. I could have done a cartwheel, but I'm old and I can't do cartwheels, so I didn't do that. We have students who are participating in all kinds of different extracurricular and co-curricular activities. I'm in the classrooms daily and I'm seeing students think at a high level. I'm seeing students who are being challenged by their teachers. I am seeing students who are smiling in the hallways. I am seeing a faculty that is working as hard as any I've ever been involved with. So, I say it all the time and it sounds cliche. It's a great day to be a Blue Devil, and it just truly is. And you know, there are a lot of challenges that we are all facing, but we are still doing things at a very, very, very high level here at Davenport Central. And I believe in my heart of hearts that it's the place to be.
That's wonderful. Well, seeing that I really am running out of questions, with nothing else to add, I think I will close off this Blackhawk News podcast with special guest, Principal Flynn. Thank you for listening to the Blackhawk News podcast. Be sure to see you next time, and to make sure to check out our newspaper website, blackhawknews.com.